You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With the sixth pick of the 2025 MLB draft, the Pittsburgh Pirates select Seth Hernandez, a right-handed pitcher from Corona High School in Corona, California.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sun's starting to poke through here down in Washington, PA. Not too far away from where I live. Maybe we'll have a post-game party there after we win tonight and go 5-0.
This is very much pony
country.
Yeah. Blue-collar pony country.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, you're the bluest collar there is.
Here at the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Game, Cam Hayward did say, I need to give up more home runs this year. But who's going to hit them for the offense? Will Howard backed out because he's headed to L.A. for the ESPYs. Usually quarterbacks win the home run derby that the Steelers have
all the time.
At training
Didn't
camp
Kenny
every
win
year.
It?
Kenny did. Justin Fields won it last year.
Molinaro was is on their team.
Was that one of Kenny's biggest wins as a Steeler?
He may have hit more home runs than he threw touchdown passes.
Another good line. I hate you guys.
Pouring it on right now.
Molinaro will hit a home run off me, yeah.
What about Doran?
Yeah, possible.
Man, and we found out that Harry Callis is pitching for his team. That Callis-James Harrison showdown is going to be talked about for decades.
Well, Callis already has a memorable or forgettable moment.
Would he say, I don't know who James Harrison is? Does he know who James Harrison is?
Yes, he does.
Are you positive?
No, but I feel good about saying yes. I don't think he knows who Jack Sawyer is. Well, he knows who Harrison is.
He doesn't know who Jack Frost is.
When we were here last year, and he was just kind of a hanger-on, Callis, he had no official capacity, kind of what Bechtold's doing this year. So, Callis ambushed.
Once again, Bechtold following Callis, trailing in his footsteps.
Callis ambushed Patrick Queen in the clubhouse here.
Blue!
And went up to him, and I'm going to do this to Donnie so
God.
You can see Chris.
Oh, God.
And so, Queen is sitting down at his locker stall like Donnie is at his chair here.
Yep.
And Callis went up and put his hand out like this, so that the palm of my hand is
straight
facing
up in the air.
Now, you put your hand on that, Donnie. Now, I'm going to put my other hand Donnie's hand.
And he went, did the dump.
Mr. Queen, we are so happy to have you here.
Oh,
you have no.
no
idea what it's been like the last few years watching the inside linebackers that we have come up with.
And he's like shaking his hand the whole time. And Patrick Queen is like, get security here to get this.
Maybe that's
man
why
away
Queen had an up and down first year. Maybe Callis like dislocated his wrist and he didn't want to tell anybody.
But that was also when I brought the
You're the king of Queens.
That was when I brought the economy-sized Jack Daniels bottle that I bought from Costco down in North Carolina, so it was huge.
And Callis got a lot of bang
and
for his
Callis bottle. Was just drinking it right from the bottle. And then blame me for the fact that he got too drunk here last year. What's wrong, Donnie? You all right? You okay? Oh. Sorry.
Oh.
Okay.
I was going to say, did Pony's handshake, Callis-style handshake, just ruin you?
We heard Rob Manfred announce the Seth Hernandez pick from the draft last night. The Pirates getting a guy who is much ballyhooed. He is being called the greatest right-handed high school pitching prospect of the 21st century. So that is a long sentence with some qualifiers in there.
Who would have been the greatest right-handed pitching prospect ever? Brian Taylor?
He was a lefty, wasn't he?
Was he? I don't remember.
I think
I just
he was.
He was like an unbelievable pitcher.
Yeah, I think
prospect.
He was a left-handed pitcher out of high school.
I just know that, obviously.
No right-handed high school pitcher has ever gone with the first pick.
So, with the thought being that there are just more polished, proven college righties.
Harder to find great lefties.
People are much more willing to take a stab on a lefty.
Now, just from the people that I've talked to having no knowledge of Hernandez as a player because he's a high school kid.
Sure.
Non-Pirates sources and analysts out there think that this is a great pick. So it's not even company punch saying, hey,
good job,
we did a great
Pirates.
Job. Yes, not them patting themselves in the back. Intern Dom was, you know, very snarky and
there's
really downplayed and thought it was a dumb pick last night on
Why,
Twitter.
Why, is he somebody that thinks the MLB draft is draft for need and they play for you next year?
Dom, is that what you want to say here about that pick?
I made a tongue-in-cheek comment that it's just funny that the one thing the Pirates don't need is what they took first in the draft. That's all.
But why would that pick need tongue-in-cheek?
Teams say, we have one great right-handed starting pitcher. We're good. We're set. It's not like there's five spots in that rotation.
Why did you feel like that moment called for tongue-in-cheek?
Because it's like if the Bills took Cade Klubnik in the draft in the first round in April.
Not at all like that, because only one quarterback plays. There are five starting pitchers in a rotation. It is not at all close
to
that. No,
but it's the last position of need that the Pirates have right now.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Factually untrue.
No, it's factually true.
Have you ever heard of the saying, you can never have too much pitching? Everyone repeats it because it's actually true.
No, I understood, but I'm just saying it was kind of humorous that the pitching is what we hail as the best thing the Pirates have right now, and they take a pitcher in the first round.
Well, how about this idea for you, Dom? They drafted this kid because in a few years, when the great one that they have walks away to another team, they're going to need somebody else behind him.
Well, if you want to be negative, then that's fine with me.
I don't think that's being negative. I think that's just looking at the situation honestly.
Correct.
All right. So, I'm just trying to have some fun. You guys want to crap all over it.
So
that's
what
fine.
What would fun be? Take a guy who's not as good because he's a college bat that can hit 250 next year for the Pirates?
No, to be
Find
honest.
Find the next Kevin Newman and draft him.
No, to be honest, I'm also on board with you just take the best available player.
It didn't
just saying,
seem like that at all last
because
night. Your reaction was not take best available at all times. It was to make fun of them for taking a pitcher.
Because
in the first
from an
round.
Optics standpoint, it's funny. It's funny. That's all. It was a good pick, to be honest. It's funny.
You had a very funny way of showing that it was a good pick because nothing about what you said last night indicated that you thought it was a good pick. You put something out there thinking that you would get a huge social media pop for it.
No, I didn't. Stop it. You're throwing stones.
If you want to do bigger media pops, bigger pops on social media, make your take about Seth Hernandez separated into like 22 distinct sentences. Use periods liberally. Stop your train of thought every five words and then start it back
well,
up.
Well, I mean, Donnie has I know
also here's my question, by the way,
go
really
ahead.
Quick, a substantive question, Pony,
sure.
For you. The people you talked to who weren't Pirate sources who love the pick, if the kid is the best right-handed prep pitching prospect of this century,
yeah.
It does beg the question for me, why was he around at pick six?
Because the shift in the way the draft works now. Teams have devalued high school pitchers because they think they're a much riskier proposition or commodity. And so many more good high school pitchers are going to college
because of
the NIL money.
Okay.
And plus they're more seasoned and you obviously have more data to go by that fewer great pitchers are getting picked at the top of the baseball draft now.
So the Pirates zigged when everyone else is somewhat zagging.
So one of these people I was talking to last night as soon as the pick got made said, he's the best right-handed high school pitcher since Josh Beckett was the name he threw out.
Pretty good pitcher.
And then when I said they took Jameson Taillon with the second pick, how would you compare Hernandez to him? And he said, not even close. Hernandez, much better. Significantly better.
Taillon was very ballyhooed when they picked him. I mean, it was a legit – it's not now because Machado is going to have a 3,000-hit club. But that was a true who-should-they-take – like situation that was like a tough choice. I remember there was robust debate in the early days of the station's history about who they should take there.
I mean, you're allowed to disagree with the pick, Donnie. Did you have any problem with it?
No, I mean, because people do also have to realize with the way the Major League Baseball draft works and the way that baseball just works, most of those guys you pick, they're not going to be like Paul Skeens, where it's like, we see this guy in less than a year. That is incredibly rare that we see a guy that quick. So you're not thinking like you're going into the NFL draft, like, all right, their biggest need here is defensive tackle. They got to take one. It really doesn't matter in the MLB draft, unless there is a Skeens-type player who's going to go first anyway. Like, it doesn't matter if you pick by need. So, like, my first thought was what I kind of jokingly said back to Dom was, if this kid is as good as the outside world even thinks, not even, like, Pirates scouts, Skeens will be likely out of here in the next 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe by then, his replacement is up on the major league roster or very close to it.
So here's another layer to this. This kid is supposed to be, you know, a future ace as a starting pitcher. Like, that's his projection. He's a multi-time all-star, number one pitcher in a rotation. Not a generational pitcher like Skeens, but this is going to be a multi-all-star pitcher. There's also the belief that if he concentrated on hitting, he could hit 30 home runs consistently in the big leagues.
Okay. I don't care. The pitching is still more valuable than hitting. Actually, wait a minute. Hold on.
You say
that. Look, I want to say it myself. We've actually had numerous people on who've said that maxim is starting to become less true as teams micromanage arms and guys are all throwing 100 with a wipeout slider, that now it actually is harder. We've seen that tide start to shift. It's harder to find really good quality hitters. I don't think that it's shifted enough that you would say, let him try to focus on that instead, but I figured that's where you were probably going there, so I had to stop.
I mean, I don't think you could, in good conscience, because he was so elite in high school as a pitcher, make him become a full-time hitter.
Well, because but the hitter part sounds more like a projection, am I right?
I don't know. He hit all as high they school, say, so he hit all the time. But
no, I'm saying it's objectively, though. They're like, the pitch tool, him as a pitcher plays as an obvious top 10 pick. And this generationally great prep right-hander, him as a hitter is a more of a could-be, not a we think will-be.
Well, it's like Skeens is a hitter. Maybe Skeens could be a guy that hit a lot of home runs, but
very limited wood-bat exposure we saw did not support that thesis.
I also, as I say this out loud, because we're spoiled by Ohtani, they're really these other guys they tried to do both with. What was the kid from Blackhawk they tried to do that with?
Brendan McKay.
What's his situation? Is he still doing both?
He's had a lot of arm injuries, but they made him a pitcher.
So he's only a pitcher now? He doesn't hit at all?
I think they tried two ways with him for a while, but once he had his first Tommy John, I think that kind of, ironically enough, I think it threw a wrench into it where they were like, no, we're gonna let him just rehab this. Like, Ohtani's hit through, you know, arm injuries because he was able to. Guys are able to actually hit. They're just not able to throw. But I think McKay, they just said, you're a pitcher, and we're going to try to make this work with you. I think he was an arm injury story more than anything, though. But, yeah, there's just, I don't know, they thought they could do it with Bubba Chandler, dude. They thought he was a two-way prospect when they drafted him. That was, like, the thing people were almost more excited about than anything was they might have drafted an Ohtani. And they very quickly put the kibosh on that and said, this guy is a pitcher. And for the most part, that looks like it's going to end up working out pretty well for them.
Yep. Was Chandler going to play quarterback at Clemson? What was the position?
I think he was.
So he would have been there right now.
Donnie, don't you think it was quarterback that he was a big touted
prospect? I feel like
prospect?
That's always the...
It's either that or linebacker.
Because I remember when J.R. House fizzled out with the Pirates. The guy that was supposed to replace Kendall as their catcher. He went back to West Virginia and played quarterback there, Donnie.
Yep.
So he was like Chris Wanky. Remember Chris Wanky played minor
like
league baseball and then went back and Brandon Whedon did the same thing. So I think Bubba Chandler is not going to have to do that because he should be in the big leagues before the season is over and he's probably going to be pretty good.
He was a quarterback prospect for Clemson. He was also apparently a scratch golfer. Some guys have all the luck.
Now maybe Lonnie White should end up going to Penn State because I don't know what's going on. His stats in the Pirate system blow. And he was a huge football recruit.
Well, yeah, and then like,
so he's going to be playing in Happy Valley when he's like 30.
The other thought I have with, I mean, I guess,
can
you know,
you imagine?
Dom's not
don't
the
rule
only,
it out.
Dom's not the only person that had that opinion because there were plenty of people who were, oh, we need hitting. Okay, you want another Henry Davis, Termar Johnson?
Right.
How are those guys looking?
So that's kind of the catch-22 with this. They develop pitchers better. So while this regime is there, which hopefully is not in place for much longer, I trust them more with pitchers than I do hitters. If they had drafted a high school hitter, now I know Connor Griffin looks good, but I would be nervous that there would be a higher likelihood or a better chance of them screwing it up than with this guy. Also, like, in terms of one of the things I just don't understand why it doesn't even seem like it's anything that's entertained, why wouldn't they consider trading one of their pitching prospects for somebody's hitting prospect? Like, you make baseball trades at the major league level all the time.
Are you asking why I think they won't do that?
No, it's rhetorical. Like, if you can trade, for example, at the time when Tony Pena got traded to the Cardinals for Van Slyke and Lavalier and Dunn, that was a baseball trade. That wasn't one team that was rebuilding and one team that, have a player we want. We'll give you three useful players who are not prospects. They're big leaguers it's going to help both teams. Zach Gallen for Jazz Chisholm was another one of those trades.
In hockey terms, the closest I can come up with is two styles of player that were different, Hornquist for Neil.
Well, Rutger McGroarty got traded for the Penguins' top prospect, so that happened in college.
Yeah.
So, in hockey, not college, excuse me. So why couldn't the Pirates say, like, we'll trade Hunter Barco for whatever the hitting equivalent is in a minor league system where they have way more minor league hitting prospects than they do?
I mean, they should be open to that, but everything you read about Charrington is that he is just notoriously protective of his prospects in his system. And I think as an outside, like, just my opinion on that is, I would feel inherently like they were giving away the more sure thing as a pitcher and that they, with their backwards way of teaching hitting, were going to screw up. Even if the guy they got, pedigree-wise, should check all the boxes, I'd be like, oh, they'll find a way to mess that up.
Like, I don't know how internally they would rank these guys or feel about these guys, but if you're Charrington, I would just go to I would ask my scouts, who are the top five hitting prospects in baseball?
Come back to me with that list.
Yes. And then I would say, I'm going to offer Bubba Chandler straight up for all five of those guys and see if anybody says yes.
Rank them in your order.
Do you know what I mean?
Rank
wouldn't
these
that
guys
make the Pirates a better team?
Theoretically.
I'm just thinking of the trade they made last year because I think the closest thing they did to this was the Priester for York.
Right.
Trade.
That's a good point by Donnie. And look how that's gone so far.
Obviously has benefited Priester a whole lot more.
But he's not on the team he got traded to
either.
Yeah. No, yeah, he was flipped for somebody else there.
But that's why, like, I don't know if they would dive into the guys that haven't come up to the majors yet. I don't rule out them moving like a Burroughs or Ashcraft if they want to try to get some sort of equivalent hitter on the other end.
But that still seems like small potatoes for me because
it's not a marquee name if they do that. You trade Chandler for somebody else's bona fide top position prospect, top hitting prospect who's top, let's say top 10 or top 5 in baseball, you know, MLB pipeline or whatever.
And you can afford to do that now because you have Hernandez.
You do that, that's a sign to everybody, oh no, we're playing a different game here now. But I just think that they are so risk averse in that setting that they would only do it if they felt like they were getting the better of the deal.
Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
My guy Frank in Claysville hooking it up here for
Frank's
us.
Frank's the man.
Frank's a caller into the program and the nightly sports call.
He said he's a once-a-week caller to the nightly sports call, which honestly I commend him for. That takes some restraint. Kirk from Manor, if you're listening.
He likes it when it's Cassidy Wood and Susie Cool. He said that's his favorite pairing on there. Not so much when it's me and Richie.
Dude, how could you say that? Speaking of the nightly sports call, Pomp just sent me a video. The man is at Kingsbourne in Scotland. Just Pomp sent me a video of him hitting a shot on a par 3 at this very famous Scottish course. The smile he gave to the camera, I think it was a pretty good shot from what I could tell. It's got to be the most genuine smile that he has other than when he's around Lisa, his daughters, or his grandchildren. Other than those situations, I can't imagine a happier version of the man.
You saying that reminds me, he won't be with us this week.
Can you imagine if he called from Scotland, "Hey, guys, I'm on the course in a pot bunker."
He brought that
I'm
up.
I'm wearing a kilt.
When I saw him Saturday morning, he's like,
"I got no underwear on."
I could try to call. It'd be about 8:15 at night there.
4:15, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. We're at Cam Hayward's annual softball game, the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Classic, put on by the Wild Things here at EQT Park. Still tickets available. You can get them online or you can get them at the door here. 5:30 is when the gates open. All kinds of big-name celebrities. Duck Hodges is back in town. Richard Sherman is here. James Harrison is playing for the first time. And current Steelers like Alex Highsmith, Patrick Queen, Christian Kuntz, the local kid, will all be here as a part of this year's game. Also, an actress named Erica Christensen, who's been she's been in shows with my dad.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to ask her if what she thinks of his acting prowess.
You said asking prowess because isn't your dad mostly known in some shows for being a body double for an ass scene?
Yeah, this was on Will Trent, and I don't think he got naked for this show. He was a security guard or some kind of
You know what I would genuinely want to know is how much somebody like Erica Christensen, who has speaking
She's going to be nice and pretend that she knows who he is.
That's what I mean. Like, is she going to tell you the truth? Like, we're not even on the set on the same day, that kind of stuff. Like, they had to do a whole thing in Caddyshack where they wrote a scene for Bill Murray and Chevy Chase because they were the two biggest stars of the movie who hated each other in real life.
Yep.
But they weren't in a single scene together.
They had the one scene.
Well,
that was it.
In the original draft, yes. They had to create the entire scene because they were like, These are the two biggest names in the movie, and they never appear on
the screen.
Yeah,
that's always
together.
My favorite fact about that.
We got a text here from Lewis who wants to know, can you guys come up with five good Pirates picks from Ben Cherington since he took over as Pirates GM?
Oh, sweet, sassy Malassi.
Skeens and Griffin. I'm already saying I do think Griffin's going to be
I think it's sort of a commentary, Don. He's been making draft picks since 2020, right?
Okay. Skeens and Griffin.
And we already have to put a guy that's in high A ball on this list because we can't definitively say that there are four other guys besides Skeens, obviously, who
Chandler.
Are better than him.
I was going to ask, do we put Bubba there?
Yeah, based on where they drafted him and where he is among the best pitchers and best players
Griffin,
in minor league baseball.
I'm just making a list of five. Skeens at the top. Chandler. Hold on. I have to go. Now I got to go back and look through their picks.
How about Gonzalez?
Are we saying he's good?
Man, he's a first-round pick who is a league average.
That's why I said it the way I did.
Right. That's why I went like, and that's why
open
I went
for interpretation here.
And I like the player. I just feel like he gets a bit overrated by fans because so many others have been failures. If that makes any sense.
No, it does.
I would put him in for now with the idea that we are hopefully going to dig around here and bump him off.
The other thing that helps his cause, as far as is he a good pick or a bad pick, is that one of the things that makes a bad pick is if you took a guy who's average or mediocre and then great players went after him.
Yeah.
And that draft was a disaster. The COVID draft of 2020. So Garrett Crochet went with the 11th pick.
Would you call Jared Jones a good pick?
Well, actually, as I say this out loud now, Pete Crow Armstrong went 19th.
Yeah, not great.
So you know what? I'm not putting Gonzalez down.
Would you put Jared Jones as a good pick?
I would.
I'd say I would agree with that.
I can't
I took Gonzalez off. I added Jones as good pick.
Okay.
Nick York went 17th, by the way, in that draft.
All right, so 20.
Austin Hendrick, 12th from West A. What's going on with him?
I haven't heard his name since.
Majinski, is that a good pick?
No, not yet.
What was that noise, Donnie? You constipated over there?
I made a Cabali.
You really did.
Did you make a Cabali face? I was too busy looking at my laptop when
you did
it. A
little bit. You made a vague Starkey noise.
I was listening this morning, and he did exactly that. They asked him
about what?
I don't know. They asked him like a relatively simple question, and he just made a weird noise.
The 2021 Pirates draft. Hold on. I feel like compelled to point this out. Now, Chandler's in that draft. Henry Davis was 1-1.
Ugh.
Has been terrible.
F.
As a major leaguer, terrible. F pick. Solometto, Lonnie White, Chandler, Owen Kellington, Jackson Glenn, sounds like a country singer, Mike Jarvis, Wyatt Hendry, Sean Sollett, the rest of these. And then you go, what you do, Pony, at least I do, I look and say, because Baseball Reference gives you their bonus number, Braylon Bishop got almost $270,000 as the 403rd pick in that draft.
Yeah, they just flushed that down the toilet.
Let's go to 2022, shall we?
Wait a minute. Did you finish the 2020 draft?
Yeah. That's where Majinski came from.
Got it. Okay.
2022 draft, Thomas Harrington, after Termar Johnson, Hunter Barco. Do we put him in that same tier yet where we say he's...
He was the 44th pick in the draft, and he's a top 100 prospect. I think that looks like a good pick right now.
All right. I'm not going to go through the rest of the 22 draft because I don't see anything super noteworthy. Termar Johnson's going to end up being, I think, a big disappointment.
Yep.
And then, really, other than Skeens from recent drafts, it's hard to gauge early. Mitch Jebb. Can't wait for the Mitch Jebb era to start.
So he hits well. He just has no power.
So, on average...
Oh, that's good.
They make, what, 8 or 9 picks a year?
No, I mean, they still made 20 picks this past year.
What?
Pony, there's 20 picks listed.
Here. Oh yeah, what am I doing?
They had a guy. They gave.
I'm
a
looking
guy,
at the COVID draft where it was much shorter.
Right. They gave a guy named Peyton Stumbo $150,000 as the 20th round pick last year.
Well, then there's got to be some guys who they drafted in the middle to late rounds who are they consider to be good prospects or like have a shot to make the major leagues who we haven't mentioned yet. Right.
There's a guy named Christian Curtis, a starting pitcher who's drafted in 2023. He's 23 years old. They picked him in the 12th round. They gave him almost $500,000, okay? He started off as an okay, like, start to his big league career in Bradenton last year. He pitched in the fall league. He was very bad. He's in high A ball this year with an ERA of almost 5. And that's a guy they gave $500,000 to. That is not chump change.
No,
anymore.
You're right.
Like, no, you can come up with 5 if you want to give him Barco and Jones and Skeens and Chandler and Griffin. one of those guys has actually pitched a lengthy amount of time as a major leaguer. Another one is hurt, and three other ones are question marks, even if you are extremely optimistic about their chances to be great.
Man, Gonzalez really is on the borderline for me. I'm hemming and hawing on him because I do see pros and cons to, like, both. He hasn't played a lot, but when he plays, he's good. But how good is he? He's just an above-average hitter with no power.
You used OPS Plus earlier today to talk about O'Neill Cruz to say he's only this much above a league average guy. Nick Gonzalez, for how much everyone was thrilled that he was back in the lineup this year, I'm looking at you, Greg Brown, and it looked good for you for a while when he came back. His OPS Plus this year is 106, man.
Yeah.
He is a slightly above-average major league hitter. And remember, didn't you also point out, wasn't that Pete Crow Armstrong's draft you said?
Yeah, he went 19th.
That does hurt Nick Gonzalez. Sorry. PCA is a monster. Doesn't PCA have like 23 home runs right now?
Yeah, Hendrick went. So you had Patrick Bailey, who's the Giants catcher, went with a 13th pick there. Isn't Mick Abel the kid that pitched against Skeens?
I think
in that game in Philly? He went with the 15th pick. So there's actually like a bunch of guys now that I look at it who went a few picks after Gonzalez who I probably would prefer to him. It's the guys who went with the first four or five picks ahead of him that have turned into nothing burgers. Emerson Hancock, relation to Herbie. Austin Martin, no relation to Ashton. Asa Lacy. Yeah, I don't know these guys. But
what does it say, by the way, about Mick Abel that far and away his best start as a professional is against the Pirates?
Oh, why? Has he been bad since?
Since then, so he started with the
Maybe I wouldn't take Mick Abel over him. I could have spoken too soon there.
Six shutout innings in that first start for Mick Abel. Since then, 2-4. 19 innings, 14 earned runs given up.
Yeah.
Not great for Mick Abel, but he did get to play.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Against the Pirates.
4:30, it means it's time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day, the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. We're on the road at EQT Park, Washington Wild Things home. because tonight it's Cam Hayward's celebrity softball game. Harry Callis versus Andrew Filippone. We will be the two starting pitchers tonight. Donnie and Adam Crowley, managerial minds, butting heads. Who's singing the anthem tonight? Do we know?
Oh, that's a good question. I know they've gotten your boy Fabus a couple of times, but I don't think he's around this year.
Carl Lewis.
Lee Greenwood.
Roseanne Barr.
Showing
up. Who did the worst anthem ever? Is it Roseanne? Probably Roseanne.
How about the guy who screwed up the words for the NLCS in Pittsburgh that one year, and Jack Buck made a comment about, well, when you're Polish in Pittsburgh, you can say whatever you want, and he got in big trouble for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody left a footprint on his pillow at the hotel and said, I can get in your room, buddy.
Jack Buck?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did not.
You didn't know about this?
He did not endear himself to people with that
one.
That would creep me out, if somebody left the footprint on the pillow. And honestly, I feel like Jack Buck was probably screw it.
He was probably drunk when he got back.
How about the time?
How about
Meatloaf in 94?
Oh, one of the best anthems of all time.
Well, Roseanne did it for a random Padres game? Or was it it wasn't an all-star game, was it?
No. Hell no. Then again, they're letting McAfee MC these press conferences.
Man.
Who knows who they're going to have? Carrot Top's going to sing the anthem.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly Bryant Gumbel today.
I still can't get over us taking that press conference and that whole incident going on. That was one of the most awkward things I've ever heard.
He made it worse by trying to filibuster his own opinion on the situation instead of
scrambling.
Instead of just handing it to Dave Roberts to see what Dave Roberts would say and then moving on.
He turned into one of the Allman brothers. He was rambling.
Yeah, he went full Dwayne and Greg Allman there, man. He was going.
All right, Don, what do you got for us?
The debrief, July 14, 2025. Oh, this one should be a fun one. It's another one of those lists, fellas, that the NFL put out there. The NFL's people. Guys with the NFL Network attached to this one. The top 25 players over the last 25 years. So these can be guys that are now retired in the Hall of Fame, whatever it may be.
Start at the very top.
So you want me to go 1 to 25?
Yeah, I haven't seen this list yet. Brady's 1.
Yes.
Manning 2.
Manning is 3.
I'm fine with that. I think Mahomes has already been.
Mahomes is 2.
I think Mahomes should be. I'd put Mahomes ahead of him.
I would not.
Why? Mahomes did more in a very short time to start his career. Manning did not win a Super Bowl until he was how many years into the league? Then he won
almost
one
as 10.
Then he won one as basically a corpse.
All right, here we go again.
In
with
his
this.
Last year in the league.
This is how I always construct my arguments in this situation. Mahomes got into the league in 2017, didn't start until 18 because of Alex Smith, correct?
That's correct.
So he's played in 7 NFL seasons. He has 7 spectacular NFL seasons. He's 7 for 7.
He has more Super Bowls than Peyton Manning does already.
Okay. I was going to say Manning has double the amount of good years as him. He was a great quarterback for twice as long. In all of those years, right? All of it, except one year, was in the 2000s.
Up until the last one.
Yeah. He had the year where he threw all those interceptions and led the league in picks doesn't count for Manning because it didn't happen in this century.
Pair of MVPs compared to what, 4 for Manning, I believe, or 5? How many is he?
I thought
have?
Manning had 5.
He's got 5.
Have 5. Okay. One extra Super Bowl, and I honestly just feel like Manning He Trent Dilfered his
Absolutely.
Way to the last one.
Absolutely.
So realistically, 3 times the Super Bowls, I'm playing a little rhetorical game here. Not quite the number of MVPs, but he's like Jack Nicklaus for the MVP award. He's already finished, runner-up to it, top 3 one year, top 6, so 6th and 7th respectively the last 2. Mahomes' first 5 seasons in the league as a starter are as good as any I've ever seen.
I don't disagree with that, and I think he's on pace to be the second best player in NFL history behind Brady. But because he hasn't played enough games yet, I just wouldn't put him ahead of Peyton Manning. All right, so it's Brady, Mahomes, Manning, 1 through 3. Please don't tell me Ray Lewis is 4.
He ain't.
No. Aaron Donald.
Oh, let's go. Well, that's a great job by them.
Man, I could almost justify, even though nobody would agree with me, putting him above Peyton. Because I'm not going to – do I have to say it, Pony, or would you like to say it for me? My stock answer on Aaron Donald.
Do you think he's the greatest defensive player of all time?
Thank you. But, if the names ahead of him are Brady, Mahomes, Manning, I think the man is being given his proper respect, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best non-quarterback.
You know who's really hurt by this cutting off at 2,000? Randy Moss.
I know, he doesn't get 98.
He doesn't get maybe the most spectacular rookie season we've ever seen, like, regardless of position.
So who's five? Calvin Johnson?
J.J. Watt.
Okay. How many Steelers are on this list?
Guys who have actually played a game for the Steelers, to be fair.
One.
How many guys with a Steelers logo next to them because they might be playing for the Steelers this year?
Two.
So Aaron Rodgers.
He is number six. And here's what's wild. I'm giving it away, but the next two are Ravens, and the higher one is not Ray Lewis.
Ed Reed.
Ed Reed was a better player than Ray Lewis.
He was. I agree with that. So good job by them again.
I bet you if you could get like the...
Wait a minute. Time out here. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Chris. So Ed Reed is seventh. And Troy's not on the list at all?
Troy is not
Come
on
this
list.
I know.
I think that's bad.
That's really bad.
That's bad.
I take back all the positive things I've said about
Troy,
these people.
The guy,
you can't have that amount of separation between the
all
two.
All right, I'm going to spoil something else. TJ Watt is on this list. Troy should be on there ahead of him.
Yes.
Donnie and I both had Troy ahead of TJ Watt for our 25 Steelers. I put Hayward ahead of Watt.
Pony, I can come up with an argument, even though I would be very uncomfortable making it, that AB should be on ahead of
he
Watt.
Should. We Donnie and I both agreed with that. So AB didn't make this list.
Who are the wide receivers? Who actually made the list, Donnie? Who came up with the list?
It was Greg Rosenthal.
Yeah.
He's the only person tagged in the NFL
him.
Network.
I just think that's like, I think it's like so.
I'd love to punt him in the face right now.
Wait, TJ Watt made it at what number?
23.
Did Garrett make it?
At 20.
Okay. I mean, I disagree with that, but at least they're
but
close.
I think there's some prisoner of the moment stuff. Those are two very good players, obviously. Great players, even. But, like, man, to ignore a guy
better.
Like Troy? To ignore a guy like Troy in favor of those guys?
So who are the wide receivers that made it over AB?
So here's the thing. There are three.
Did Ray Lewis get put on an eighth?
Yes.
Throw him off the list entirely.
Correct.
He sucks compared to some of these guys.
So Moss is the highest-ranked receiver at 9. Calvin Johnson is 13.
I don't want to live in a world where Randy Moss is getting ranked behind Ray Lewis, and I don't care if 98 for Randy Moss gets taken off
the
board.
I thought you were going to say, how do you put Moss ahead of AB when his best season doesn't even count? It's not even eligible to be discussed here.
You know
here.
What? That's a hell of a point. They are kind of having their cake and eating it, too. I think Moss is a better player, but if I'm taking 98 away from him, I think that changes the calculus.
Exactly.
And then T.O. is 24.
T.O.'s got to be higher, and it pains me to say that, too.
But T.O. has seasons that don't count in this, too.
Correct.
His catch against the Packers doesn't count.
No, it does not.
Somebody's got to take Greg Rosenthal's rubric here and
yeah,
really
brutal
put it through
job.
The car wash. I want to hear the rest of the list. So Randy Moss 10, or Randy Moss 9. Donnie, can you give me the rest of the list?
Yes.
Just rip through it.
Revis 10, Gronk 11, Joe Thomas 12. Somebody call Cabali. I told you
He's
Calvin
asleep.
Johnson. Kuechly 14.
My guy Luke Kuechly getting some shine.
He should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm with Mulsey.
Is he a better player than Ray Lewis?
Yes.
Ooh,
I think
so.
He is.
Yes.
I think he is.
But I think it's too high for him.
He just didn't turn into born-again Christian motivational speaker.
Don't forget Preacher in there somewhere.
Yeah. LaDainian Tomlinson, 15. Drew Brees, 16. Peterson, 17. Peppers, 18. Zach Martin, 19.
Pause for a second. Peppers, despite being listed as the 18th best player of this century, this is going to sound like an insane take. I feel like it's almost underrated. When you hear people talk about who are some of the greatest defensive players ever to play the game, he does not get brought up. Bruce Smith still gets brought up a lot. Guys like that.
Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor obviously does because he's, at worst, I think, for most people, the second best.
Yeah.
Ronnie Lott still gets brought up. You never, ever hear Julius Peppers get brought up.
Where are you on the list right now?
18.
Who's 19?
Zach Martin.
Faneca should be ahead of him.
Then Myles Garrett is 20.
Actually, too much of his career's in the 90s.
Lamar is 21.
What?
Lamar should be ahead of Garrett, by the way. If Garrett's on this list and we're not going to bitch that Garrett's on this list, Lamar should absolutely be ahead of him because he's a better football player.
Walter Jones is 22. T.J. Watt, 23. Terrell Owens,
Chris.
24. And then Travis Kelce, 25.
Is Travis Kelce definitively even the second-best tight end of this quarter century?
So I wondered if
Tony Gonzalez.
You got Gonzalez.
But again,
how much of
same
his career
thing.
Did he play?
Same issue.
Yeah.
And then
Antonio Gates.
I also thought of Sharp, but
him.
He was probably more 90s.
Yeah, he had a lot of 90s.
He was definitely more 90s.
Pony, I know you're going to
you
get on your high horse about Jackson.
It's the
here.
Same thing. How can you tell me that 6 years of Lamar Jackson is better than 18 years of Ben? It's not. He's got triple the amount of years in the NFL, and it's all in the 2000s.
He's got more MVP awards, though, than Ben has MVP votes in his
But career. Your argument for Mahomes was the Super Bowls over Manning's MVPs.
Well, that's because Manning had five of them, so I tailored my argument to what fit my narrative.
I mean,
that's how this,
Donnie,
that's
do you
how
agree
this
with
job
that?
Works.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had him on here.
But then you need to take Garrett and Watt and guys like that off, too, which I think you're both fine with.
I think I would have.
I would have put Ben on the list over Watt.
I don't think Ben's one of the 25 best players of the quarter century. I think if there is your 26 to like 36 range, yeah, I think that's where he would slot for me. Chris, God, this is also another exercise that just is completely ignoring interior offensive linemen for the most part. Zach Martin's in there as a guard. No, Jason Kelce.
That's the only guy they threw in. I'm surprised that Jason.
Surprised
Kelce
no Jason
didn't get
Kelce. Surprised no like Steve Hutchinson or somebody like
Wait,
that.
Wait, Chris, it's not just interior offensive linemen. I think Thomas was the only offensive tackle.
Walter Jones.
Yeah, Walter Jones is on there, too.
He made it? Okay. All right.
At 22.
Horrible debrief. Not your fault.
Greg no, I thought that was
fault.
A great debrief. It got us all fired up. If we were of a mind, we could be doing like an hour just yelling
at each
other.
I knew it
was
like
this.
Chum in the water. It's like that scene in Jaws.
The minute he threw it in there,
here comes the shark.
The minute the chum named Lamar Jackson got thrown into the water, here comes Pony out there like Jaws. Hold on a minute.
Dom wanted Arch Poor Manning Roy. On that list.
I can't believe Brett Favre didn't make it.
Again.
Dom, do you know what years Brett Favre won his back-to-back-to-back MVPs by any chance?
Well, his best season was in 2009 with the Vikings. So
no, it wasn't. That
yes,
was
it
not
was.
His best
no,
season.
No,
it statistically
was. No.
It was 33 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
Did he win the MVP award?
No, and he made the NFC Championship game.
Did he win the MVP award, yes or no?
Yeah, back-breaking interception
yeah,
to lose
cost
it.
Them, it. Cost them a trip to the Super
that,
Bowl.
That's translation for I remember him in 2009 because I was too young to watch
him. Tomlinson, I think, is too low as well. I know he
if
made
he
the
has
list.
A, he was a phenomenal
if he
player.
Has a Super Bowl, I think he's top 10. He's a better player than Ray Lewis.
100%.
Yeah.
Speaking of lists, this one was made by NFL coaches, executives, and scouts. Ooh. Top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Where did Aaron Rodgers come in?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds. Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.